Whitley, the path that you took towards 2012, how did that start?
Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, I began to notice that a change was accelerating. Art and I wrote Superstorm and published it in 1999. And by 2004, it was obvious that things were unfolding a whole lot faster than we had thought.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the Earth changes that we were predicting in 2000 in Superstorm for happening in 2025, 2030, are happening now. And right down to, by the way, in the during the course of the summer, very strong south winds blew over all the way up into the high Arctic and created an ice melt. And that kind of wind blowing up from the south is the sort of thing that brings the energy up necessary to create the kind of great storm that we were predicting in our book. And indeed, during the middle of the summer, a big circulation, it wasn't a storm really, appeared over the Laurentian Sea and over the part of the North Atlantic. It was huge. It dissipated and was gone, but I think that it's possible very soon, one of these days, that we're going to have an extraordinary spring or autumn storm developing in that part of the world. And I don't know what will happen from there, but it would be something like the first hurricane ever to develop in the far North Atlantic. Or not, it would be created in a different way, but it would still be huge. So I began to think to myself, well, you know, these changes are accelerating. And I kept coming back to the idea that around 2011, 2012, it began to look like that would be when we were all certainly aware of the fact that the planet had changed in a fundamental way.
Right.
And then I was amazed last year when I heard that NASA, or some NASA scientists rather, were predicting that the next solar max would probably be one of the biggest in history, based on their analysis of the way of the internal workings of the sun. And the solar max is going to be at its height in 2011, 2012. And so I thought, you know, there's just too much going on here.
Yeah.
And I thought I would write about it, and I thought, what do I want to write? I just had an extraordinary experience writing The Grays, because it took me to places, the writing took me to places that I couldn't go with nonfiction, places where I know that there is truth, but which I can't assert as fact. And I started trying to do the same thing with 2012. I didn't really know what would come of it when I started writing, and I really never do when I write a book. I just get this feeling about it, and then I start writing, and it kind of forms itself. And all of a sudden, I find myself dealing with parallel universes. I thought, what are you doing? And that developed more and more until finally I found myself writing a book about a novelist who is writing a book about two parallel universes. And as time passes and it gets closer and closer to December the 21st, 2012, gateways begin to open, and they happen to open in this poor guy's backyard because he's in our universe, in the middle of the three parallel universes. We're the middle universe. And he's right near the geographic center of the United States, living in Kansas. And he realizes in the course of the story that he's not writing a novel. He's writing a history. It's really happening.
Yeah.
And here's the mind bender. The day the book was published, I opened the New Scientist magazine, and I've just written a book about a novelist who's writing about parallel universes, who's discovering that it's all real. And I read this. this is actually not from The New Scientist. It's a news story from Breitbart. And it said this: parallel universes really do exist. According to a mathematical discovery by Oxford scientists, described to one expert as, quote, one of the most important developments in the history of science. That came out literally on the day the book was published. And then I thought, wait a minute. I'm a novelist writing a novel, just published a novel, about a novelist who is writing a novel about parallel universes who discovered in the book that they were real. And on the day I published the book, it was announced that they actually are real. It blew my mind. I couldn't believe it.
These things just don't happen, Whitley. You know that.
No. We were talking, George, a little bit earlier about your 11-11 synchronicities.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff is happening everywhere. And here it is in my life, with the publication of this book.
Well, and the story that you weave is very possible, and that's what makes it fascinating.
Well, before this work was published, I wouldn't have said it was very possible. I would have said, yeah, parallel universes might exist, but apparently the math is really strong, and it's suggesting that they do exist. The New Scientist is a very prestigious publication, and they don't speculate lightly in there. These are very highly educated, credible people. And I will add that there still remains controversy about it. There's another important scientist who feels like he can solve the whole question without resorting to parallel universes. But basically, the math is really strong. So, yes, they might be real. But here's the most bizarre part. If there are parallel universes, if the many worlds theory is true, then it's probable that the parallel universes in my book are real. They're really here, right around us. And does this mean that we will experience some kind of extraordinary opening of gateways as 2012 comes closer? I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know one thing. A whole lot of us are going to find out.